if you want to escape the global financial crisis, here's a place to consider moving to, Dubai. Like everywhere else, Dubai has taken some economic hits recently. But the fast-growing Persian Gulf city is trying to turn the global meltdown into an opportunity. Ben Gilbert reports.
Fritz Gein went to California at the tail end of the dot-com boom in 2000. He eventually got a job at an online bookseller based in Los Angeles, where he worked until late last year when he lost his job. That's when he started looking for the next land of opportunity. And after winning a TV game show, 36-year-old Gein packed up his bags and used his prize money to fund a trip to Dubai.
In my situation, there was no city that presented more opportunity than Dubai. It was really unmatched. And when you coupled that with the accessibility of getting jobs here, it's English-based, there was really no other choice than for me to come to Dubai. The fastest-growing cities in the States, their growth rates are just dwarfed in comparison to the economic boom that's taking place here in Dubai.
It's November, and Gein is sitting in an outdoor cafe a block from the beach, wearing shorts, a loose shirt, and sandals. He and some friends share a house not far from here, where they have a maid and a cook, and Gein has no income taxes. These are just a few of the perks that have drawn around 20,000 Americans here, and more are coming. Even though the financial crisis has hit Dubai, responses to job openings in the Emirate have gone up 50%, especially in the financial sector. And that's put a lot of supply on a market that was begging for talent a few months ago.
There was a war for talent here. I think probably up until 2 months ago. It was really hard to find people, recruit people. It was really hard to be able to attract people, especially in terms of salaries and whatever. And that's across the whole region.
Ahmed Wari is the general manager for Watson Wyatt Dubai, a human resources and financial consulting firm. He's telling clients it's a good time to pick up talent on the cheap because a lot have lost their jobs in the financial turmoil in the U.S.
It's obviously, you know, bad news worldwide, but you know, for some companies here, it is good news. Most of the CVs that we're seeing are actually for middle and senior management positions. And some of these CVs, we would have never thought that, you know, we would see CVs, you know, of people like this thinking of coming to the region. Some of these are really top senior executives in some of the, you know, world's best financial organizations.
Or what were the world's best financial organizations? Headhunter Kim Lee says the day Lehman Brothers failed, she hit the phones and immediately connected several Lehman employees with jobs in the region here. She says the number of responses to any job posting has gone up significantly.
People are looking because people are scared. A lot of people that are looking have either been laid off or worried about their current situation, and they want to make sure that they get the head start before actually being laid off. And then there's other people that you've contacted a month ago through a headhunt, and they're like, no, we're not interested, I'm happy where I am, I wouldn't consider the Middle East, not for now. And then they'll call you up the next month. I mean, it just happened. I got an email, yes, I'm looking to consider positions in the Middle East, what have you got for me?
That particular call came from a construction manager in London whose project was put on hold. But Dubai isn't immune to the financial crisis. By the time the manager called back, the project in Dubai had also been delayed. But the construction slowdown didn't stop Jim Wafer from coming on a trip here from New Zealand to check out job prospects. The painting and interior design company owner says it's just about his only option.
The job market here does look a lot better. I mean, you've only got to drive around and see the amount of construction work, building work, roads getting built. You know, this is still going. Everywhere else is closed down. Back in New Zealand, they've closed down smaller jobs than this because of the economy. Same in England.
But Wafer may have arrived at the wrong time. Dubai has fared better than most cities in the past few months, but many companies have imposed hiring freezes, and a few firms have even laid off employees, though not nearly at the levels seen in the U.S. and Europe. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert, Dubai.